Live from John's apartment, it's Drunkter Who! I'm Steve.
I'm John.
And I don't know what to say next.
Well, this is the podcast.
Oh, shit, yeah.
We drink,
yeah.
We watch an episode of Doctor Who, yep. And we drink all whilst talking about it, Steve.
Close enough, yeah.
Did I miss something? Because that's usually your part.
I know. We drink, we watch Doctor Who, we drink, we talk about Doctor Who, all while drinking.
But I said whilst. Is that what threw you off?
No, you said whilst talking about it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Stupid Johnny.
I know, seriously.
We've already started drinking.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Not too much.
No. No. Just our normal noontime couple beers.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah. You know. All right, so this is a live episode. What?
So people are like listening now. So they, you know, call in.
Dude,
you know, you heard the audience before. That's our Patreon subscribers. I'm glad that they're here. You guys are great. Thank you for keeping it down, though. You know, we don't want everyone clapping for us because you don't want to show favorites.
No, we're not dead, so we're live. I don't understand.
Toby, sit down.
Toby. All right.
So this is the show.
Yes. And I don't know how to lead. This is okay. Why you usually lead.
Yeah, well, you know.
Or host.
It's the same old thing.
Yeah.
So, this is the, episode 49.
Yeah.
Of the Drunkter Who podcast. So thank you for tuning in and, listening to us with our dulcet tones. And Steve, how can people contact us?
Email drunkterwho@gmail.com.
That'd be great.
Or just find us on Twitter.
Yeah, we're cool there.
S.R. Dolan. John is on Drunkter Who.
Because that's our thing.
Yep.
And today we're going to discuss Series 4, Episode 4.
Yes.
Ooh. It's the Santarin Stratagem.
Santarin Stratagem?
Yep. It's the which word are you having a problem with? Stratagem or Santarin?
Well, Santarin.
Because Stratagem isn't...
Because I wanted to make sure I didn't hear Santorum.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, the Santorum Stratagem would be something completely different.
And unpleasant.
I know. Let me take a drink to get that taste out of my mouth, literally.
The taste of Santorum.
Gurk.
Yeah.
What's this episode about,
Oh,
Steve?
Jesus Christ. Let's stick with politics. So,
Jesus. Okay.
So the doctor, they come back. No, they don't come back. They end up on Earth in the year... Let's say, I don't know, 2972.
Okay.
2972 and what?
I'm waiting.
Okay. Oh, and so they come down and the wrong president has been elected. So they
the
have
the president
to,
of England?
The president of...
Because they Brexited it?
The
now
president
they're all...
of the, whatever he calls it, like not like the Galactic Republic or anything, but he said something last time.
The
or,
United Federation of Britain?
The United Federation of British planets.
Sure.
Because they all sound like they're from the Britain.
Oh, they are all from the Britain anyway. Everything happens in London.
So, or Cardiff. So, or Cardiff, pretending to be London.
They're more like that.
So he has to, and it's Santarin. The Santarin was the guy who was supposed to be elected president of future Earth. But he didn't. He was, let's say, shot and killed. But this isn't a fixed point in time because we haven't seen it because it hasn't really happened in our regular history up until now.
Okay.
So he has to go back and he has to change it. So he goes to, let's say Cardiff, which is the capital of the universe.
Of the universe, right.
In the Doctor Who universe. And he
and
has
I assume
to go
Captain
back.
Jack is still there, probably.
Probably, but he's starting to get a little bloated. He's getting his face a bow on.
Oh.
What?
Well, he's got 4 billion years till that happens.
Well,
apparently.
I don't know. And so he has to basically help get Santarin elected, and he has the Santarin stratagem. Basically, he does something really messed up to the guy who usurped it, and it turns out to be the master. No, wait, he was just elected to something. Damn it. It turns out to be Spike from Buffy, James Marsters, in a weird crossover between Torchwood.
Okay.
He did... I totally lost my thread. I totally lost my
thread. And how does Donna figure in this, Steve?
Oh,
because Donna Noble's still part of the show, right?
Yes. At one point in time, she talks about how she was on a holiday once and got drunk, so she doesn't remember much other than the holiday. And then she also emphatically points out that she's not married to the doctor, because that seems to have happened in every single episode so far.
Yeah, pretty
she's
much.
Either said, no, no, we ain't fucking, or... And we're never going to be fucking.
There will be no snogging on here.
Or she is denied, like, almost way too much has she denied that they're actually married. When they've been accused of being, I think, Mr. and Mrs. Spartacus and the Dr. and Mrs. Noble, I think, right. In the episodes we've seen so far.
Do you think she secretly craves his, you know, little, you know, sonic screwdriver and her little lady hoo-ha or something?
Your knowledge of anatomy is kind of amazing. No, I don't think she secretly craves that, because I think they made the mistake of leaning too heavily into that with Martha, so they're not going to do it at all.
With Martha and Rose?
Yes. You think? So I don't think they're going to do that at all.
Ooh, do you think there'll be a Rose sighting?
Oh, shit, yeah. At the very end, she's wearing a fedora and smoking a cigar, because she was the campaign manager.
I was saying, it would be like, where in the world is Rose San Diego?
Yeah, I like that. Shit.
There she is.
I don't know. I did bad on this one. Denise would make fun of me.
You can do bad all by yourself, yeah, Steve.
Denise would make fun of me if she was here.
Denise would make fun of you anyway, dude. Mm. So you need a reason?
That's valid. That's true.
A reason or like a, you know, an occasion?
Nope.
So that's the episode. Let's see what happens.
Bullshit I talked about.
That's the bullshit you talked about. So we're about to have our drunk to shot of the episode. And Steve, please provide to us the our toast.
Why are you keeping this curiosity door locked? Oh, what the fuck was that?
Oh, God. Oh, that's worse than I expected.
What the hell was that?
It was on the sales shelf.
What?
At the store. It's tangerine rum.
Oh, my God.
I don't think we've ever done rum as a shot, so like...
Especially not tangerine
rum. I know! I wonder why it was half off.
Oh.
I know. It's worse than I expected. We're going to watch the episode, and I'm... Would you rather have Malort back?
No, that's true, no.
Okay,
no,
then no, stop it with the faces, man.
No, thank you.
Don't make me come over there. Wait, what was our toast again?
Oh, why are you keeping this curiosity door locked? It's from Stranger Things.
Ooh.
It's one of the kids... says to his science teacher.
Was that from the first season or the second season?
The first season.
Oh, I haven't seen that either. Okay, so we're watching...
okay, yeah.
I know, you're always like accusing me of not watching the show.
I'm not accusing you. I'm just saying I think you would enjoy it.
I probably would. So we're watching it, so we'll see you on the other side, people.
Yes, we're done. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, that was a cliffhanger.
Yeah, what the hell?
If Hoodle didn't spoil it saying part one of two,
yeah,
I wanted to see your face when it actually, you know, the cliffhanger started.
When it gets to a certain point and I'm just like, this isn't going to end. Come
that
on.
That was a cliffhanger. Yeah. Wilf is going to die. Martha is a clone.
Yeah.
The Centauran's about to, like, you know, destroy. That creepy kid is all like, Centaur, ha! Centaur, ha! Centaur, ha! He's getting his ass kicked by those Centaurs.
Eventually, yeah. He's a joiner.
Oh, my God.
I assume that he's doing it so he can explore the universe because he's bored on Earth with his with all of his little pals.
Oh, my God. With all his little students that he, like, you know. His little Xavier Academy he's got going on there. Because, you know, I assume all houses in England look like that.
All houses?
All estates.
They're either like...
In the England.
They're either like apartments or the giant estates.
Either they live in the Weasley residence or they live on like Xavier's estate.
Some pop culture.
You know, there's the, you know, either they live in like, you know, the street that the Monty Python ladies live on. Or
Downton Abbey.
Well, I was going to actually go with the Kingsman.
Oh, see, but that, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I was trying to go for. You know, Downton Abbey just seems so old school. I want a new school.
I guess I think that place in the Kingsman is like more of a dorm, like, but I guess this was a dorm too. It's sure. School. Anyway.
What happened?
Oh, so much.
Right.
So much.
We started the episode with that lady like, well, I'm going to tell the world about you.
Oh, yeah. We started with a lady getting like physically thrown out of the Rattigan Academy. And everybody's in like matching jumpsuits except for this one dude who's a kid. Right. Obviously a kid. And she's like, I'm going to tell the world about you. And he's like, yeah, sure, fine, whatever. Fuck off.
And it so felt very like, you know, like this is where Blofeld has his people. Because anytime there's like a Bond movie,
yeah,
everyone's wearing matching jumpsuits. All the henchmen.
Oh, they're hench people? I don't know.
Well, I was going men's like worlds. I don't know.
I don't know.
You're right. I'm sorry. My bad.
At least
I want to be more woken.
No, there were just men and women.
There were.
Yeah. Bond, it was only henchmen.
Yeah. But, he's like, you'll get your comeuppance. Yeah. And she's like, yeah, no, you'll get your comeuppance.
Yeah. And she's like, well, I'm going to get in my car and talk to my GPS for right. a little bit. And my GPS is going to guide me away. And then she called someone from UNIT and said, I don't know if you got my email, but, and then they flash to what is clearly an alien, presence. You don't see any faces or anything yet.
Yeah, you see the evil kid who wasn't in the jumpsuit.
It's a voice that sounds old and British. Like older and British.
I'm old and British.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
And so he's like, it basically he talks with the kid, like, they're gonna kill her. And so they do in the car.
Oh, he was totally complicit. He's like, we're going to terminate her.
Yeah,
he's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, the GPS system takes over and drives her into the river.
Yeah, it says, turn left, turn right here.
Yeah.
And so then she turns right. She goes, I'm going to the river. And it's like, this is your final destination.
Yeah, the phrase final destination was used enough to make me think of the movie Final Destination.
Well, that was fun, though.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, but if it was in the movie Final Destination, it'd be some weird Rube Goldberg thing that activates the GPS that makes them stop on like a train track or something. True. You know?
Right, train track. And then
it would be more violent.
It would be way more violent. Yeah.
So,
Yeah, we just assume she all just like drowned. Oh, because she said something about like all those people who died yesterday.
Yeah.
I think she was referencing, because remember later?
Yeah, I know later. Yeah.
I think she was referencing like all those like 52 people who were the test subjects of like people who died.
Who died in their cars at the exact same time around the world.
Right. Because I think she was a reporter coming for that.
Yeah.
And so it was just kind of like.
She was an intrepid reporter.
She was so intrepid. And then we cut to like the.
I think her name was like Joe Nakamura or Nakajima or.
Yeah.
Let's say Nakatomi, because that's the name of the tower in Die Hard.
Right. So she died pretty hard.
Yeah.
And so then we cut to the TARDIS, and Donna's driving the TARDIS, and the doctor's all looking like a nervous parent of a 14-year-old.
Oh, nervous as shit. Yeah.
no, don't. Your right hand.
And then the mobile rings, a cell phone rings.
And Donna's like, oi!
What the fuck? That's not mine. Hey, you get service up here? Hey, what the hell? And the doctor's like, ominous, and says it's not mine either, and I assume it's the mad. Well, did he give a cell phone or did he give a chip to Rose?
Well, they,
he tweaked her personal cell phone.
Yeah, he gives like a key, did and he then give, like fucks their cell phone shit. So they but he have, did like, he give to his companions?
Did he give a cell phone to Martha or just tweak hers?
I assume he tweaked hers
and she left it behind.
Maybe.
Oh, so she called herself.
Possibly.
Anyway, what we're saying is that the doctor picks up the phone and says, hello, and it's fucking Martha Jones.
I know, you're like, Martha Jones!
I know.
I wanted to keep it secret.
I know, and
you're like, wait, we haven't seen her in like four whole episodes. But what the fuck?
I know, it hasn't been that long. But still, so basically this season, we've seen three companions.
Right.
That's weird.
Right.
You know?
Like, I wonder if like Sarah Jane will show up.
Maybe.
Who knows?
And K-9.
Master?
Why don't make Adam jokes anymore? And you don't joke about Adam being a companion anymore.
Adam was a douchebag.
Okay, so we're done with that. Okay, cool. Maybe we'll see Captain Jack, who I would consider at least a brief companion.
Sure. You never know.
So anyway, he calls Martha, and Martha's like, yeah, I knew I had to get a hold of you. How's it going? We need you.
Right.
And so he says, sure, fine, cool. And then I think it's credits. Yeah, after we see Martha, it's credits.
Right.
Because she's in the credits.
Right, exactly. It was like, hey.
And Freema Agamemnon, or what, however you pronounce her name.
I call her Freema Agamemnon.
Yes, that's true.
It's a callback.
It's okay.
So they show up, and then like, and then the doctor like exits the TARDIS, and he sees Martha. They see each other, and it's
like, they're like a little nervous, and then they run up and hug each other.
Strange, and then like Donna comes out, like Martha expects. Oh, Donna's like, or Martha's like, oh,
didn't take long,
right? And then like, you know, Donna's like, well, it didn't take long for you either. Who's the man? Because she spots the engagement ring right away,
and she says it's a guy. I don't remember his
name. And then even the doctor's kind of like, oh. Oh, yeah. Okay, but yay, good for you.
It's a doctor, yeah, but whatever. It's a pediatrician who's working in Africa, and she's like, yeah, I know, it's a doctor who disappears off into a land far away or something. She made some joke about that.
It was something like, yeah, I've moved on, kind of.
Yeah, I've moved on, but I kept the same category.
It was a good joke.
Yeah.
And like, the doctor's like, no catfights, girls. And they're like, oh, no, we love each other already.
Yeah, it's like, bitch, no, we're not fighting over you.
I know, right?
And then, you? Oh, like, the
skinny
best.
Little bitch.
She said he's so skinny. Or no, she said about your doctor, the engaged,
is
the
he
fiance.
Like a skinny guy?
Is he a skinny guy? No, he's pretty strong. It's like, yeah, because this one's so skinny, if you hug him, you get a paper clip.
A paper cut.
Paper cut. Yeah, not a paper clip. That's
yeah, that'd be
it's,
a strange
it's
joke.
Like hugging Clippy from Who Wants to Help You with Microsoft Word.
And you'd be like, no, Clippy.
No, Clippy, shut the fuck up.
Stop making me bleed, Clippy. And yeah, so they
no one
bond.
Wants to talk to Clippy.
No, Clippy's sad.
Yeah, good.
And then like, you know,
they bond, and it's just it's very funny, and they hang out,
and right? And then where Martha had them, where Martha had the doctor and Donna meet her, she's like, walk with me, and then suddenly people are getting arrested left and right,
and she's on like a walkie talkie saying like I've secured like Operation Blue Sky is under go or something like that,
and it's kind of like wait what?
Yeah,
and the doctor's like wait what? Donna's like wait what? Did you turn her into this? And he's like,
Maybe?
I guess so.
Maybe a little.
Yeah, because now Martha works for UNIT.
Yes.
And Martha's like a full-blown doctor because they gave her like, she got like that, like where her edumacation got credit for like, you know, planning, traveling in space and stuff.
Well, it's like she is a doctor, but she also has direct experience with alien life forms. And so she was recruited by this, they called it the Homeworld Security.
Well, they were in charge of Homeworld Security.
Yeah, but they mentioned the phrase.
They're the Unified Intelligence Task Force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
they actually changed because you felt that these people had been there before because the doctor has said, I worked for them in the 70s or 80s.
Yeah, I assume there were a lot of old references.
There was actually, it was always been UNIT.
Yeah.
But he actually, it was this, starting with the third doctor, Pertwee, with the big, you know, gray bouffant. He was like stuck on Earth, and he worked for UNIT, which at the time stood for United Nations Intelligence Task Force. And then like when the show came back, UN was kind of like, you know, if you guys like bring this back, please don't have United Nations.
Okay.
You know, so they came up with Unified Intelligence instead. Task Force.
Which is fine.
Right, right. You know, so they didn't have UN.
While we were watching, I thought it stood for unidentified, you know, like UFO.
Oh, sure.
Like these are, you know, driving home the alien aspect. Unidentified Intelligence
Task
Force.
Well, that'd be Torchwood, though.
No, I know. I actually referenced it while we were watching. I'm like, this seems like Torchwood's job, but whatever. This is the military branch that acts, I assume, like Torchwood.
Right.
So
they go to this factory, and they're arresting all the factory workers.
And she mentions illegal aliens.
Right.
And so, like, later on, Donna's like, so this is what you do? You round up people who are just desperate for a job, who are just trying to make a better life for themselves, like immigrants and stuff? And she's like, no, it's not like that.
They're looking for aliens from another world.
Yeah,
because it's different. Clearly this tech is not, because they're raiding the Atmos factories, which is like an atmospheric blah blah. It's this thing on like they're putting on cars that eliminate the
it's
emissions
a GPS
down to zero.
And makes them carbon neutral,
right?
And a GPS system. Because, you know, who doesn't love a GPS system?
You mean like clean coal?
Yes.
Right,
yes.
You know, that thing that we
no,
have now.
I assume that Doctor Who is more scientifically realistic than clean coal.
Yeah, probably. So, yeah, so it's like, you know, clearly it's like Martha's like, yeah, we know this ain't our tech. This is like way beyond us right now.
Which is why she called in the doctor.
Right, some sort of Wunderkind who was like the kid who was like in charge of like the pantsuit people.
Yeah, the Radigan
Academy. And she's just kind of like, yeah, we know something's wrong. A bunch of people died yesterday. We're here to raid.
Yeah.
And everything's fine. We haven't found any aliens. There's nothing wrong at all.
No.
Nothing. Not.
And that's why there's two dudes wandering around in the dark basement. They figure out the lights.
Two unit soldiers.
Yes, two unit soldiers who are wandering around, and they find two factory employees who are basically like, you can't go in there. And they're like,
no, no. They were like, you are not allowed to go in there.
Yeah, and the soldiers are like, bitch, we're in charge now. We can do what we want.
Okay, please enter inside. There is nothing dangerous inside.
It flashes to that same shot of like the alien. You know it's an alien because you see like a three-fingered hand or whatever.
Right.
You don't see his head.
Right. You know something bad's going to go down.
And it's like, oh, yeah. So they go in there and they're reporting back to their base command, but base command isn't answering. They find some weird. There's a bunch of like purple and green lights, and they find this weird like
covered
thing, and they pull up the cover because it's knocking, and it turns out it's green bubbly goo, and one of the guys leans really close and is like, what the hell is this?
And you just know something's gonna happen.
It's like, dude, your face is gonna get touched by a weird thing.
Have you not seen anything like on TV or movies?
Don't put your face close to the green bubbly goo.
Right.
That's not smart.
No. What do you think? It's a Nickelodeon show?
Yeah, well, that in those shows, the goo comes to you.
I know. Well, the goo came to him and like was kind of like...
It touched his face!
It touched his face, and he's like, oh no, there's a person.
And he actually like deduces that like, oh yeah, it's like they're growing a human, a fully formed human. And
something.
You're like, oh, okay.
And then suddenly someone's like, you are correct! Yeah. You are smart!
And they make fun of him for being short.
Right. And then he takes off his helmet and they're like, oh my God, you're a potato head.
Yeah.
And then they hypnotize them and make them one of them.
Yeah, they brainwash them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Some hypno thing.
Right. In the meantime, Donna's all like, did you guys figure out the shit? And they're like, no, no, there's nothing wrong with these people at all. That's right, because they've never had a sick day.
Yeah, Donna's like, I've been a temp for a lot of offices and a lot of places. And I just went and looked. You guys are looking at the factory and not the workers. You need to look at the workers. But before this, she bonds with Martha.
Oh, totally.
And Martha's like, you're traveling with him. And she's like, yeah. And,
oh, and Martha goes,
did you tell your family? And Donna's like, no, do I need
to? Why would I have to? What's weird
and
about that?
And Donna goes like, what happened to your family? Something bad? And she's like, well, they were imprisoned and tortured. And
you know, nothing.
They're recovering.
Right.
So.
Oh, because they're the only ones who remembered. Because remember, that was like an alternate future.
Yeah.
And then it all got fixed.
They basically erased a year.
Right, but because they were all on that because, like, ship with the doctor.
Yeah,
with
because
the doctor and the master.
They were in such close proximity to the master.
So even though they went back,
they still
remembered
have the PTSD.
All the bad shit. Yeah.
And she says, my mom, my dad, and my sister. And you're like, what about the brother? And I'm like, well, the brother was an idiot.
I forgot about that.
who was like out of town or something. Like she just phoned him. I don't know.
Right, but he stayed away from harm.
Yeah, he wasn't, he wouldn't have.
They couldn't get the actor back.
Well, no, he wouldn't have remembered.
Right.
Because he wasn't on the ship.
Right, right, right. So yeah, so it's kind of like, oh wait, we've got to talk to the workers then.
Yeah.
So then Martha puts on her doctor smock and it's like, I'm going to talk to people now.
And she talks to a Polish dude.
I work.
Yeah.
I here to work.
Okay, but...
How much do you work?
Yeah. All day.
Well, when you say all day, what do you mean? How many hours a day?
24 hours a day.
Wait. Are you working all day?
I work. Look at my man nipples.
Oh, yeah, we did look at his man nipples.
Well, we didn't look. I mean, they were in the shot.
Well,
it's
I looked
like
at his man nipples.
I didn't focus on them.
His lightly haired chest.
Because Martha took
sweaty and breathing and thrusting. And
do you need a moment?
I'm good.
Okay.
So in the meantime, the doctor Martha
used a stethoscope on him, and we hear his like elevated heartbeat.
Oh yeah, that's right. She goes, "Are you on meds?" He's like, "I work."
Yeah. So and then the doctor is walking around. There's some great banter in this episode between like the doctor and the military guy.
Oh yeah.
I assume he's a general. Let's just call him
Colonel, I think.
Colonel?
I
okay. Colonel, so general, the Colonel keeps saluting
him. No, the general is from the Santarans. That's the one who showed up. And then this was a Colonel. Colonel Mace, I think.
So the Colonel keeps saluting him, and he's like, "No salutes. Don't do that. And stop calling me sir." Like, the doctor and Donna and Martha all have great dialogue moments.
Oh, yeah.
And so the guy, the colonel, keeps saluting him and keeps... And that's
he's like, stop saluting me.
He references how they worked together in the 70s.
Well, he worked for UNIT in the 70s.
Yeah.
Or 80s.
Yeah. And then the doctor's like, well, okay.
Well, I want to meet this Rattigan kid.
I want to meet the kid. Where,
I want to meet like, the Wunderkind.
Great. A building full of geniuses. I want to go there. And he said something that sounded creepy. I don't remember what, but it was him like being really excited to go meet the high school geniuses, and it sounded a little off when I heard it. But whatever.
You know, I didn't when you said it, and I just don't remember hearing because I mean, we had closed caption. I didn't see anything. I don't remember it.
Whatever.
No. So the doctor's
what's
gonna go
creepy
meet
to
kid.
Me is normal to you. It's cool,
right?
Yeah.
So the doctor's like, I want to go see these people. Yeah. And Colonel Mace is like, so you're giving me orders now, bitch?
And he's like, no, I'm requesting.
Yeah, it sounds like you're giving me orders. Bye-bye.
Yeah, but he's like, I just want a car. Just give me a Jeep. It's like, but you have a TARDIS. And he's like, but yeah, but I don't. It's really powerful, and I don't want the alien geniuses to find it. And then Colonel's like, well, wait, so you have weapons. So it's a weapons, right? So it's a weapon, right? Because earlier the doctor had criticized him for carrying a gun. Oh, he doesn't trust people who carry guns all the time. And so it was some good dialogue in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
And so then Donna comes up to him after having the conversation with Martha and about her family.
Well, he's like, hey, I'm going to go meet this guy. You want to come with
me?
Yeah,
come with me. She's like, no, I have to go home.
And he's like,
he's like, oh, my God, no. But you have to, there was so much stuff. You've been brilliant, and there's so much stuff I wanted to show you.
I want to take you to the rings of Akatan.
The diamond mines of whatever. And the spice mines of Kessel.
Crazy moons of the 15th Santarin, blah, blah, blah.
And oh my God, and you've been brilliant, just brilliant. You've changed me, and you've made everything wonderful, and shit.
Oh, wait, you don't mean you're leaving me. You're gonna
just
going
to go home and come back, right?
She's like, you are a big knockerhead.
Yeah.
Oh, that was an awesome.
That was a great moment.
He's like, this was very soon. She's like, you're a dumbass.
Yeah, you are a space dunce.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then he drops her off by his mom's and like goes to the Rattigan place.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, Martha. Oh, I'm sorry, you were saying she?
No. So she ends up in her old neighborhood.
Oh, right.
And there are a couple of flashbacks. She sees a little kid. She flashes back to the time in Pompeii where there was that little kid she tried to save, but the mom grabbed him and ran to the beach, even though they should have run to the highlands.
Right.
So she's basically reflecting and, you know, just...
She sees the ood, and then she's like, oh my God, that's a piece of fat flying.
Oh, yeah.
That was just kind of like, you know, I just love how her last little memory is kind of like goofy.
Yeah, but it was weird to me because it's like... It's been like three episodes. We don't need flashbacks to those three episodes. Like, come on.
Well, it's a month later in like, you know, time.
I guess someone was like, hey, good to see you again. I haven't seen you in a few days. And she's like, oh, I've been
traveling. They had to like let us know that it was only a few days for her. So no one's like, oh my God, it's been a year. Because remember the first time Rose showed back? It was like, you've been gone a year and everyone thought you were dead. This is only a couple days.
And Mickey got fucking arrested for it.
Exactly.
But so if it's only been a couple of days, how is Martha like this big muckety muck at UNIT?
It's only been a couple of days since he saw Donna. Donna saw her people. Doesn't mean that he dropped.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
That was different times.
I guess since it was like.
The doctor dropped
off Martha.
One episode after
another.
Then he had like the booze cruise, the Christmas cruise, where like the earth crash and shit.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, how, you know, maybe it was a year. Who knows?
I don't think it was a year, but yeah, I can see it being weeks.
No, she had a thing though. Like we said, she had some cred now, So maybe like Eunice is kind of like,
yeah,
we want you on our side because.
And I don't want to think too hard about how Unit knows that she has some alien street cred.
Maybe Unit keeps tabs. Who knows?
But like they reverse time. How do I?
Stuff happened. So yeah. So right. So Martha sees her granddad, and her granddad's like
Donna.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Donna sees her granddad. And, you know, again, it's Wilf, and it's just kind of like, oh, they have some bonding, and, you know, they talk, and he's like, yeah, so they were talking, yeah. And, but then we, like, then we cut back to Martha, and, like, the brainwashed soldiers,
yeah.
Who were brainwashed by the Santaran General Stahl,
yeah,
and it's like, oh, the colonel wants to see you, come, the colonel wants to see you, come with us, oh, good, I need to see the colonel, then come yeah. with us.
Come with us to the basement.
Right.
In the meantime, the doctor is in the Jeep with, I don't remember the name of the soldier.
I don't remember.
But they had some good banter there, too.
Oh, there was some very good banter this episode.
He's like, you're in this Atmos system. Yeah, but we know it's evil, right? And he's like, yeah, but it's in every single government vehicle.
It's integrated. We can't stop it.
We can't stop it. And it like throws you around the bend as he turns right. And there was like a word, there's some pun that the doctor appreciated that they not acknowledged.
It's like, oh, let's turn the corner. Turn right here. And they kind of like said, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, then they get to Ratigan Academy. And Ratigan, I remembered that it was the name of the Vincent Price voiced evil rat in The Great Mouse Detective.
Yeah.
So,
the closest I come up with was like that. Nurse Ratchet.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, isn't she like a bad nurse? And you're like, no, that's Nurse Ratchet. I'm like, close. It sounds evil.
Yeah. Yeah. But Ratigan
Ratigan, begin again.
Backyard again.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So then like, you know, and you know, this kid's giving off like bad vibes.
Yes.
Right from the start.
Well, and someone described him as Hitler Youth.
Like, oh, the driver.
Yeah.
His, like, unit driver. He's like, yeah, kind of Hitler Youth-y.
I don't think you can ever describe something in a positive way as being, like, Hitler Youth.
Well, it depends on your point of view, Steve.
Yeah. If that's their uniform dress sense.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, yeah. Well, you know. So then, so the doctor, like, shows up and it's just kind of like, hey, take me around. Oh, you're that guy who's supposed to come here. Some sort of doctor so-and-so.
Yeah, because they called him and warned him.
And yeah, and then like the doctor and like them walks in. He's like, oh, hey, you're working on artificial gravity and you're working on.
The doctor geeks out.
Oh, the doctor totally geeks out.
He puts on his glasses, which seems superfluous. Like he only wears them on rare occasions.
Oh, he just tries to look smart.
Yeah. So, and he's like, oh, this, you have this and this and this and this is amazing. And all of it, none of it makes sense.
This does not make sense. This is not Earth technology. So the kids.
No. He picks up like the Atmos like carbon neutral converter thing and says, this is like finding this here is like finding a cell phone in the Middle Ages. Like what happened? What'd you get?
Yeah.
Where'd you get this? And the kid's like, nothing. No, I invented it. Fuck you.
Come into my secret lair and let me explain to you.
And the doctor's walking around. He's like, oh wait, you got this thing, this giant thing, right? Everybody just assumes it's just some thing, but I know it's not just a thing. It's a conversation piece. But I know it's a teleporter, and he teleports himself up to the what we find out is the ship
where the Santarans, the
evil
are.
Santarans,
the ones who have been like monitoring and blah 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 the whole time.
And so he actually goes. They see him like get him, and the doctor's like, "What? No, who? What intruder? Where?"
Doink, back to the office.
Yeah, and so he pulls the thing again, but he brings the general with him.
Well, he doesn't. Break the machine in time. Yeah, like the general comes back.
He follows him.
Right, and then the doctor like sonics the thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, so now it's just like, you know, it's the kid. And he's like, we've got to run. And the kid's like, no, Santar Ha. Yeah.
Well, later,
the kid is clearly like in on it.
The kid is all in with the Santarans.
Yeah. And the doctor's like, come with me, driver. This is not good.
Yeah, because these are
Santarans. I recognize you. I call you Santaran, doomed to destroy me because I know who you are.
And he takes off his helmet, and they know who the doctor is too.
But they don't know he's the doctor at this point.
Okay, later they will.
Right, they're like, "Who are you?" And he's like, "Doink," and he's out of here.
Yeah,
and then the kid goes back up to the satellite with the Santaran. But in the meantime, Martha...
We find out that they have a weird breathing hole, something in the back of the neck, and that's their only weakness.
Right.
And it forces them to face their enemies, and the doctor uses like a racquetball and a racquetball racket to like bounce a ball off the thing and hit him in the back of the neck to damage it. Because
the Centaurans are warriors.
Yeah.
And they are cloned and they are warriors, and all they do is war. And so the doctor's like, oh, wait... You're hiding yourselves and you're using this kid to like, you know, do your dirty work.
It doesn't sound like you.
Right, exactly. It's like you have no honor. And they're like, and he's like, oh, I will show you honor. And that's when the doctor disables him.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, takes off.
Yeah. And the kid goes back up there and they start talking about activating the Atmos thing.
Right. But in the meantime, got her ass cloned.
Oh, Martha is strapped to a table.
Martha, yeah.
She's brought down to a special basement room, and then, you know, she realizes pretty quickly, unfortunately, the door's already locked.
Right.
And she realizes that, you know what, I'm fucked.
In the meantime, because, like, General Stahl up at the satellites is kind of like, hey, you, go down there and, like, do the thing. And so it was a different Santarin.
But they both take off their helmets.
Right.
He's like, oh, I see you're facing the enemy barefaced. May I?
Because there's more honor in that.
Yeah.
There's more honor in dying, and there's more honor in facing them with your own face.
Yeah.
So he goes down and, like, sees Martha. Martha's like, I know you're an alien. Let me go. And he's like, nope, we're cloning you. And we're like, you know. Yeah,
we need your memories.
Here's you.
Yeah.
You're alive. And you're like feeding the memories to her.
And Martha comes out like the Matrix. The clone Martha comes out like she was
You totally wanted to see Martha titties.
Well, I just thought, you know, she's naked. Right. You know? Felt like I had to make a special trip. Like she's naked right there. But no, it's a kid's show.
No Martha titties. If it was Torchwood, maybe.
No, you'd see her butt if it was Torchwood.
We actually saw Martha in Torchwood, but we didn't see her butt.
Did we see her in Torchwood? Yeah, was she a different character?
No, she was Torchwood.
She was
Martha Jones.
It's been so long.
There's where the little crossovers again. So, like I said, it was like a dozen years ago.
Probably, maybe. Anyway, so yeah, she's got the little thing in the back of her neck, like the Matrix, and so... You know, she's got all of Martha's memories. So they burnt Martha to sleep, and
she's
then
evil
clone
Martha.
Martha.
Evil clone Martha.
Is wearing her clothes, and she's gonna go and cause some havoc.
Right. In the meantime, the doctor knows bad shit's going on with these things, so he goes and sees Donna, and he's like, "Donna, there's bad shit with this Atmos stuff." And then Wilf shows up, and Wilf is like, "You," and the doctor's like, "You," and it's "Wait, wait, wait. You guys know each other? Wait,
what?" Yeah, they remember each other from New Year's Eve. He's like, I was at the newsstand and this guy just disappeared.
And he's like, wait, Donna, how do you know? She's like, how do you know? And he's like, and then it was kind of like, and they had like a little shoulder shrug and they kind of winked at each other. It was adorable.
They're working on the car.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I shook an alien hand. And he's like, yeah, it's just a hand. Don't be weird about it.
Right.
And then the doctor's using the sonic screwdriver because he finds the Atmos thing and little weird sparks out.
But then he calls Martha and he's like, hey, Martha, the Santarans are bad. Go tell Colonel Mace. Santarans are here. There's a file. So clone Martha's like, I will do that right away, doctor.
And then we see the colonel say, hey, Martha, what's up? And she goes, absolutely nothing. Everything
absolutely
is fine.
Nothing. It is all good.
So then Donna's mom comes out and sees the doctor and the grandpa. And
she's like, oh, shit, this guy, he bad news. He was at your wedding.
Yeah. And then Will's like, wait, what? You know him too? And she's like, yeah, he was at the wedding. You remember, you missed that with Spanish flu.
Right.
So
and that's before dad died.
Oh, okay, because that's what I was about to say. Because where's the dad?
He died.
I don't remember. Okay, so he did die. Okay.
Yeah. The actor died, which was kind of sad.
Oh, you mentioned that before.
Yeah.
So
So they kind of retrofitted the newspaper guy as her granddad, which is kind of awesome,
it's
actually.
Great,
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It kind of like...
They all started kind of merging.
Yeah, they kind of cut between the three stories... Like, really, really quickly.
Right, Evil Radigan Kid is up on the satellite with the Centaurans.
And he's all for Earth being destroyed.
Yeah, he's all like, oh.
And we don't find out, like, a concrete motivation for him, but he does mention the Earth looks really small, and he said it feels small. I assume
that
he's doing this And his reward is that he can explore the universe with the Centauran and maybe rule with them.
Or that he's taller than them, so he feels more superior.
One of the few people.
Because he was a little wee.
But he was also, like, when he was on Earth, he was famous and rich. So I assume that was another thing.
He's also 18, so he's probably kind of a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Were you an 18-year-old dick? I know I was.
Oh, I was, yeah, I was a jackass.
You know, he's probably still a virgin.
I'm still a jackass. I hate to break it to you.
Oh, yeah, you didn't have to break it to me, Steve.
Okay.
It's all good.
No, it's obvious. That's
nice. I get it. So, yeah, so now all things are converging. So, yeah, Donna's mom is like, he's an asshole. Don't be with him. And, like, the doctor disables the Atmos device.
And some poison gas comes out of it.
And she's like, oh, shit, poison gas is coming out, says Donna. Yeah. And she's like, is this the plan? And then we cut to Martha. Sorry. We cut to evil clone Martha. And evil clone Martha's like, the plan starts now. Because up in the satellite, all the Centaurans are like, well, how many vehicles are down on Earth? 800 million. How many are, like, does your thing have on there? 400 million. Enough. We're going to start it now.
Yeah.
And suddenly it's like they push the button. Centaur, ha! Centaur, ha! All of a sudden the cars all start, like, farting out like gas. And Wilf gets stuck in the car.
Why did he get in the car?
Well, he's like, well, I'm going to move the car.
Oh, that didn't make sense.
He's like, I'm
going
to move the car. Then all of a sudden the car just, like, starts going. Well, he wanted to move it away because it started, like, he didn't know, like, all these other cars start farting.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to move it away from here.
And the windows are closed and the doors lock and he is holding the key in his hand. He's like, I can't. It's just locked. I can't unlock it.
I can't unlock it.
And Donna's freaking out. The mom is kind of like in the doorway of the house going like, I don't know. I'm probably just going to go inside.
Right. Well, because like all of a sudden like all these cars start going beep, beep, beep. And like farting out poison gas.
The Centaur ha chance is going.
Centaur ha. Centaur ha.
All the evil gas is coming out at the factory. And Martha has got this evil grin.
And those adorable little like, you know, Centaur ball ships are like all like detaching off the satellite.
I did like the ship design.
Yeah. That like predated the Guardians 2. Remember like Guardians 2 had those weird little ball ships? Or was it the first Guardians of the Galaxy?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was like, but you know, so this predated.
Yeah, well,
it was
like kind of cool. Everything, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, we ended where it's like, oh, Earth is going to die. I wonder, Wilf is going to die.
Yeah.
Earth is going to die. What could possibly happen?
Well, and the doctor is kind of like wandering over going, what is going on? He's like looking at all these cars emitting this smoke and
noxious fumes.
And we actually see a couple of parking lots where there's smoke coming out and people are coughing.
Yeah.
And Will is stuck in the car. Grandpa Will is stuck in the car. And Donna's like, doctor, doctor. And I'm just like, break the fucking window. But anyway.
But, you know, when you're panicking.
True. And then credits. It reminded me of the Cybermen in that they're all going to die and it's a cliffhanger. And I really hope that there's a more satisfying resolution than the Cybermen where he just waves the sonic screwdriver around and goes, hey, look, we're safe now.
Yeah. Let's hope.
I assume so because, there's a couple of different, I guess they're the only ones like in peril. I was going to say there's a couple different storylines.
Kind of
no, but there's a couple different storylines, but like the one is just the kid and the Centaurans just chanting, and the other one's evil Centaur, Martha.
Centaur, ha.
And then it's Will in the car, stuck in the car. So I just,
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's going to have a better resolution than the Cybermen. But yeah, like that was a good two-parter. Hopefully this will be a good two-parter too.
I bet you can't wait. Are you, like, itching to watch the next part?
I do want to watch
the next part. I know, right?
But we can't for a while.
Yeah, not because we've already drank.
Yeah.
And we don't do two-parters on one day because that's just danger.
No.
Danger Will Robinson.
I have to work tomorrow.
Yeah, well, me too.
And drive home.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, you can't wait to find out what's going on. Hopefully, it will be a satisfying conclusion.
I'm gonna say it will be.
Hopefully.
Donna and Martha, their powers combined. I think it's gonna be a good conclusion.
Before I go into trivia, let's break up things a little bit.
Okay.
All right, the next episode is called The Poison Sky.
Oh yeah.
What do you think is gonna happen? Because again, while we're kind of on a roll.
Okay, well the Poison Sky obviously refers to the
Atmos spewing out fart.
Atmos, sphere, whatever.
It was probably like collecting all that poison and like all the fumes to spew out at one time.
Well, yeah, I assume it's not regular fumes, carbon.
What do they call that? When you're engineering a planet?
Terraforming?
Terraform.
Which is one of the technologies that he mentioned when he was walking around Radigan Academy.
Oh, good catch.
So what happens in the next episode? What's it called again?
It's called The Poison Sky.
Okay.
The Poison Sky.
So the doctor's going to snap out of his shit and use the sonic screwdriver, I assume, to get Will out of the car. Even though he tried, I think he's...
Wilf? His name is Wilfred, so they call him
Wilf. Oh, Wilf. Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I thought if you know the backstory of he's Wilfred Wilf.
Well, I just heard Will. I don't know. But okay, so they get Wilf out of the car, whatever. They either break the window or break the window either with the sonic screwdriver or with a fucking chunk of concrete. Hopefully not one with a face on it.
Oh, God. but Wilf will be happy if he lives.
Yeah, maybe. So then, oh, God.
Martha?
Martha, she is fucking going to take charge. I assume Martha is going to shoot.
Clone Martha or Martha Martha?
Clone Martha is going to shoot that fucking colonel. She's going to take charge.
Ooh, delicious.
She is going to be fucking uber evil.
Ooh.
She's going to be in charge of all of their troops on the ground.
Oh, nice.
The anti-unit.
Ooh.
And
the Entente.
Yes, Donna and the Doctor are gonna rally. They're gonna get. Where's that soldier dude?
Oh, his driver.
Yeah.
Hey, he's nothing.
But where is he?
Driver dude. He actually went back to the barracks and he's taking a shower.
Okay.
Slowly.
Okay. Okay, because
with the camera. Slowly panning over him.
Okay, well, that's let's say that's.
See, this is why you don't have me do next time.
Let's say that's a webisode. Okay, now I remember because the doctor was going to get back to the base on his own with Donna.
Right.
So the doctor and Donna he uses the sonic screwdriver and finally disables the Atmos system, jumps in, gets Wilf out of there. Wilf lives because he's an adorable.
Old guy. Man. Right.
And so they tear off going back to the base. Actually, what they do is they go back to Radigan Academy and they use some of their, they build a weapon out of their fucking weird advanced technology.
So using their own shit against them.
Yes.
Delicious.
And then they jump in the pod, the transporter pod, and they go up there and that little douchey kid, he's still doing the Shantar Ha little chant, and he fucking, first off, he's off rhythm.
Right.
He looks ridiculous doing it.
Oh, yeah, right.
So the doctor goes up there, and he monologues a bit, and then he does essentially what is an EMP, like an electromagnetic pulse, but the alien version, so he disables their ship and sends down, and then they run over and send down the controls. They stop all the gas. Unfortunately, a bunch of people died. You're not going to be able to get around that.
Right.
But, you know, we didn't see them. They're not in the credits. They don't matter.
Right.
And then the kid's like, no. And then the Santar is like, you, kid, you were useless in the end. So they shoot him.
Oh, sad.
And the doctor does use that weird thing in the back of the Santaran's head against them. I think he takes that gas and redirects it somehow back into the back of their necks and it kills them all. He commits fucking genocide. And this is the second episode in a row I've mentioned genocide by the doctor, but the last time it was the Ood, whatever. I think anyway. So, and then everybody's happy again. And Martha, the Martha clone and Martha, they actually meet and talk and it's a really funny scene.
So it's kind of like at the end of Scott Pilgrim where Nega Scott and Scott talk and become friends. Hey, we gotta have brunch.
And then,
so I was actually thinking Martha go for Sunday dinners with her family because they're all dicks.
I was thinking more like the Doppelgangland episode of Buffy where evil Willow and Willow meet each other. And so they basically, they put evil clone Martha because they can't kill her because she looks just like Martha. It's her clone. Has her memories. They put her in the transporter up to the ship, and right as she gets up there, the ship explodes.
Oh, so it's kind of like, oh, I'm going back with my people. Ah, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, because, like, okay, like, well, if they were going to get the poison gas to terraform.
Dude.
All right, okay, whatever.
Don't question it, because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Don't kill your, like, next episode buzz.
Yeah.
My bad.
There you go.
So, see, now I've, like, broken my little thing, so.
Why did you break your little thing?
I don't know. I just kind of wanted, you were on a good roll. I wanted you to keep on that roll.
It's okay.
It's a two-parter, dude.
Because I rarely do this well.
Well, I just wanted to just see where this story went. So the doctors save the day, the Centaurans all die. Yeah. I wonder if that will possibly happen in the next episode. Steve, you're brilliant.
Well, okay, see, the doctor obviously is not going to die.
No.
But he's going to prove to be triumphant. And Martha's not going to die either. But the question is, do the Centaurans die?
Or does the doctor cause their deaths, like you're saying?
Well, does the doctor cause their death? Or does the doctor just, like, convince them to go away and fight somewhere else? Like... Mm. Or does some weird, like, torture thing like he did with the Family of Blood.
Ooh, that was great.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, so, like, that's the real question is, like, whether the doctor actually kills them or
is
just...
Is he more complicit?
Or just defeats them.
Right. Well, okay, yeah. Okay.
You know?
So, again, clearly the Centaurans have been here before.
Yeah.
They've actually... This is, like, one of those where they brought old... foes back, like the Daleks, yeah. And the Cylons.
I assume,
Cylons?
Sorry.
Cybermen?
Cylons.
No, wrong Cylons.
I assume that the voice of the general Santaran, I assume that was somebody from Old Who.
No, it wasn't, but like more like when they cut to like seeing the eyes, there was like a close-up of the eyes.
Yeah.
You know, no, it's like, you really couldn't tell. It was like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. You know, it's like, that's like how a lot of you know, aliens talk. But when they cut to the eyes, you know, like, you see the face, but, like, having a close-up. But then later, you know, no. So, like, the last time we saw, at this point, it had been, like, Old Who, back when Colin Baker was the doctor.
I don't know who that is. Or which one that is.
He was the sixth doctor.
So the 70s.
80s.
80s.
So okay. It had been, like, 20-plus years. Since he'd been on the show, since the Centaurans have been on the show, but they had actually been on back in the 70s again, I was saying before with like Pertwee. So it was kind of cool. It was like the writer of this episode had to share co-writing credit with the original person who created
the Centaurans.
Yeah. Oh. So Robert Holmes, who at this point had died like 20 years before, got co-writing credit on this episode, which is kind of cool.
So his wife and kids get a little money.
Yeah, probably.
Cool.
So...
I assumed... The guy's voice, the general's voice, sounded very like... It sounded like an older guy, an older British guy, so that's why I assumed he was an Old Who guy. You know what I mean, though?
Right, I know what you're saying.
You,
like,
can see the,
like,
reasoning.
They brought a character back from back in the day.
Or an actor
who portrayed a character back in the
or
day.
Or he was like the original Centauran general back in the day.
Yeah.
And they brought him back. You know, like the same guy does the voice of the Daleks, right?
No, it's actually different.
Okay. What about Cybermen?
Again, different. But
those
are all
like Stephen Hawking voices.
Exactly. That's like something that could be like, you know, modified, amplified, whatever.
Yeah.
Something like changed with to like make them sound. But like the woman who wrote this episode, her name's Helen Trainor. She wrote the Daleks in Manhattan's episode.
The two-parter?
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
It wasn't great, though.
No, it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was just...
That's just those colorful Daleks. So she's good with, you know, classic characters,
She was probably a fan.
But this was very quippy and stuff, so writing was a lot of fun on this one.
Yeah, I really enjoyed, like, all the interplay between... Especially between Donna and Martha and the Doctor, all that little stuff.
Yeah. Right, right.
Well, and, like, with the soldier, with, like, he's making wordplay jokes... You know, when they tried to kill the doctor by having the car drive into the river. And
that moment. So you have to do exactly what I don't say.
Yeah. So
drive me into the river.
And then it stops.
Right, yeah. Right. You know, that was like, oh. And then, what was awesome also, where you like said, because like, you know, the two of them run out of the car. The computer like fries and stops. So they get out of the car and they run and they're doing the whole like, you know, It wasn't, but you can picture being slow-mo where they dive, dude, and they're waiting for the big-ass explosion.
They're doing the action movie jump away from an explosion.
And all of a sudden, their little GPS goes, boink.
It just goes, poot.
Yeah.
It poots out.
Oh,
it was awesome.
Which
such
actually,
an awesome moment.
They actually had it planned to be like a big-ass explosion.
Yeah.
But they didn't have the budget for it, and they thought it would be more funny. It's like, all right, wouldn't it be funny if we just do this? And it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And the doctor's kind of like, huh.
That reminds me of the Indiana Jones moment where the guy with the sword, and Indiana Jones just shoots him because Harrison Ford had like stomach issues that day and was like, oh, I can't do a fight scene. Let me just shoot the guy.
But the poor stuntman who like practiced for weeks.
I know.
To do that.
But he got his sword play on film, and it's so memorable.
Related, but not.
Yeah.
I was like watching like YouTube shit today, and like apparently, okay, you remember the bald guy? Remember the bald Nazi in the plane who got
you know,
in the first Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Like the bodybuilder type guy,
right? He got like buzzed and like killed. He also appeared in Temple of Doom.
Did he?
Yes, he was a big he was one of the thuggies who got killed by Indian there also.
Huh.
And he was also in a James Bond movie.
Oh, okay.
As a bad guy who was killed by James Bond. I know, right around the same time frame. But it was talking about that. Now, the kid who played Luke Radigan.
Yeah.
Nothing big about him. I don't even know if he's American, because remember we were like is he talking American or not? We weren't sure.
It was an American accent, but it was a little muddled at times.
Yeah, I think he might have been British, because I looked at his credits, and basically everything shows British TV. The only thing that jumped out at me, a series, The Crown, that's apparently...
Does he play The Crown?
He is not The Crown.
Okay.
But he's also not... He's also not the doctor who gets criticized for making too much money.
Oh, Matt Smith is in that. That's right.
I know, but he actually plays Dudley Moore in two episodes.
Oh, nice!
I know, right? So I thought that was kind of funny. That's the only thing.
By the way, he's not criticized for making too much money. The studio is criticized for not paying the other woman as much as him.
Right. I thought it was kind of dicky because does he know necessarily what the other person's? Even she said, I don't know what he's making. He doesn't know what I'm making. Back off, people.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Just if they're the co-leads, fucking pay them each the same. It's so dumb.
Well, it's weird. I don't think this was a BBC show, clearly.
No, I guess
BBC, they pay their actors based kind of on their experience.
Yeah.
Which is weird, which is kind of how much experience they've had with the BBC. I don't mean weird, but it's not necessarily about you're a man or you're a woman. It's here's how much you've worked with us.
Yeah.
So I think Peter Capaldi was paid actually less than, Matt Smith was.
Yeah.
It was just kind of one of those weird things, whatever.
I don't know. It's just pay your people.
I know. Well, the only other thing I got is the second Centaur, not the general.
The one who was the other one who took off his helmet?
Commander Skor, yes. Yeah. He's Dan Starkey. We'll see him again. Because, they've reintroduced Centaurans. We'll see him as different Centauran characters in the future, possibly. Because remember, they're all clones.
Yeah.
And, the kid's like, how do you guys tell each other apart? And he's like, how do you pink things tell each other apart?
Well, he said, we say the same thing about humans.
Yeah.
I did like it when the guy says, oh, he looks like a potato. He looks like a baked potato. And the doctor's like, yeah, to him, you look like a pink weasel.
You know, it's funny because they actually refer to them in the 70s as potato heads.
That's
so there's
awesome.
Kind of a little bit of a callback.
Yeah.
And the whole thing about where the doctor is I think Donna's like, wait, you work for UNIT? And he's like, in the 70s or the 80s, because they back then they were kind of saying in the near future. So they kind of blurred the lines, because did the episodes take place in the 70s or the 80s? Again, blurred lines.
Well, and there was a moment where Donna was driving the TARDIS at the very beginning.
Uh-huh.
Where he's like, oh, you might have... I think you almost put a dent in the 80s. And I think she goes, well, no one would have noticed. They made a joke about putting the dent in... They made a couple of jokes about the 80s in this episode. The
80s were a weird time.
Oh, it was a ridiculous time.
Especially if you're in Britain, Thatcher.
Or in your 40s, like you.
I'm in my 50s.
It's
now.
A joke about being old. You're old. It's
you're
a
in your
joke.
40s. I'm in my 50s.
I know.
Oh, shit. Anyway, so that was the episode. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was. I want to see the next one, but I don't want to drink too much on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, no. That would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
It'd be a bad idea. All right. So, yeah, we've already talked about what the next episode's about. So, hey, Steve. Anything else? Have we had any of your, like, emails or anything? Or?
We have not gotten any emails. The other thing is, real quick, I'm going to make changes to the website someday soon.
Oh.
So if listeners see change, like all of a sudden all the episodes show up as brand new again,
ooh,
know that we didn't go back and re-record everything.
Oh.
Just, you know, know that I'm sorry, but if they all show up in your feed again, but I'm working on it. I'm working on the website.
Oh.
So.
Is that what happens sometimes when, subscribe to a podcast, all of a sudden I've got like 90 podcasts show up in my feed for like no reason whatsoever. They've like switched sites possibly.
It's possible.
That explains things then. So yeah. Thank you. So we're going to apologize in advance for
if
that.
If we do that to you. But I need to move the website away from Squarespace.
But Steve, don't you save 10%?
That first time. But they have a 100 episode limit and they don't have a way to have more than one podcast on a website. And I'm going to launch more podcasts later this year.
Ooh, delicious.
So, and I will probably mention that later this year. But anyway, so yeah.
And from now on.
Yeah. If you see something with the feed where everything pops up as new again, know that it's not new again, whatever.
No, I'm just curious.
What?
So like what possible podcast could come in the future, Steve?
I'm going to have a podcast that's just going to be me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to do monologues about nougat and various ways you can get nougat, like the different candy bars that nougat is in.
Wow. This is very specific.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to that.
I know. Cause it's just something I made up literally just now.
Oh,
Yeah, well, we're going to have pot. I'm going to have
one or
tease.
Two. You don't want to tease? You've already teased something. I'm trying to, like, build an audience for you, dumbass.
I know. I think, and thank you, but I don't have it finalized yet.
Okay.
So, but.
Maybe something with you and Heidi in the future?
Yes. We're going to do.
Friend of the show, Heidi?
Yes. Okay. We're going to do something with Christmas movies later.
Oh. Ooh, see? Now this is something.
Okay. But there's.
This is an exclusive.
Yeah. And there's another one I'm going to do with someone else that involves writing.
Ooh.
But yeah, we'll talk about them later.
Just saying.
Yeah. So.
Get anyway. A little taste for free.
Yeah.
Again, you know, our Patreon listeners won't be able to get those because they'll have to give separate money for that.
Sure. Do I need a Patreon? You keep mentioning it.
Oh, Steve. Why pretend?
Oh.
All right, people, we'll see.
I don't know. You keep mentioning it.
We'll see you on the next episode. So please, like our regular... Rate, review, subscribe. And also, remember, like you always say, Steve, keep shining that TARDIS on.
What the hell just happened to you?
Thanks, everybody. See you next time.
Wait, what happened?
Why? I don't know, Steve. Why are you denying it?
Well, deny what?
I don't know.
Say,
keep shining on that tarnish, right?
I need another beer.
You do.
Bye.
Bye.